sorghum.
Mm-hmm.
Sorghum is sorghum. I don't know if sorghum's made out of something besides sugarcane, I believe.
What's made from maple?
Syrup.
What's the difference between syrup and molasses?
Oh, now wait a minute. I have to take that back. Of course they make cane syrup. Molasses is thicker.
Mm-hmm.
It's thicker and has a stronger taste to it.
Is that also made out of cane?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Did you ever hear molasses and syrup called long sweetening and short sweetening?
No.
And if you were going to buy some molasses or syrup, what would it come in? What would you call the container?
Well, molasses, you don't see molasses very often. But very often it used to come in cans.
Mm-hmm.
And you can still get some molasses and cane syrup, very strong cane syrup in cans. The company called Steen that makes syrup, still makes syrup out in Abbeville, and it comes in cans.
Did you ever hear of a stand of syrup?
No.
And when they grind the juice out of the cane, what do they call the part of the cane that's left over? Do you know what I mean?
I know the word, but I can't think of it. Pulp?
Okay. Did you ever hear bagasse or bagasse?
Bagasse, yes.
What's that?
It's some kind of byproduct of cane. They use it to make wallboard or paper or something.
To get from the first floor to the second floor, you have a...
stairway.
What about...
stairs, really.
What about outside, to get from the porch to the ground?
Steps.
And what, do you ever hear another name for porch, or different kinds of porches?
Yeah, solarium is a word that you hear sometimes.
Okay.
Solarium, well, I guess literally it means a sunroom of some kind.
Mm-hmm.
Usually a glassed-in kind of a porch. That was a term that was used fairly frequently when I was little.
Did y'all have one? Is this the...
That
screened in porch?
Screened and with windows that open out all the time, all the way.
Did you ever hear that called a sleeping porch?
Well, I usually think of a sleeping porch as being a great big upstairs room.
Mm-hmm.
And sleeping porches. My in-laws live in a way that hasn't changed much in the last 40 years, which is great. And they have a sleeping porch, and they use it all the time. It's a big porch, but it's upstairs. And it's screened in. And it does. It has the glass windows that open up. And in the summertime, they just open up all the windows and sleep there. Never use air conditioning. Their electricity bill was $19 last month.
Oh, God.
And mine was about
$100. Did y'all ever sleep outside? Out on the porch like that when you were there?
No, we never had a sleeping porch. We just didn't have our house didn't have a room like that.
Hmm. What about a porch that, you know, these big old houses, sometimes the porch will go around three sides at least of the house, or maybe all the way around the house. But, you know, the front porch will go on around.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Do you ever hear a special name for that kind of porch?
No, I don't think so.
What about just an old-fashioned name for porch?
I can't think of one.
What about gallery? Did you ever hear that?
I've heard it, yeah.
How have you heard it used?
I'm trying to think. I guess the same as a porch. Usually, I would think usually a front porch.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe one that's not used very much, that just is, it is almost ornamental. On the front of the house. Maybe they were used before, but not very often now.
You could call that a...
a gallery?
What about a porch off the second floor? In a two-story house? An upstairs porch. Is there a special name for